Whatever it wasn't there. Wait, can I get... There was one of them that had underlines in it. Oh, I think it was this one. Okay. All right, very good. Okay, so good morning, everyone. Good morning. Apologize for the slight delay. Okay, so we've been talking about Rov V'Karov, V'Chinachar Rov, and all of that fun stuff. And last week we talked a little about Korva D'Muchach and various different circumstances in which we will say you follow Rov, you follow Karov, different things, or V'Chanina. So what I wanted to do is talk a little bit more. The source sheets are on the table here. What I wanted to do is talk a little bit about other circumstances. And this is something that I know came up with my chavrut and I several times, is that the reality of in a laboratory where you only have two variables, one is rov, one is karov, and everything else is equal in all of them, is not so common or is not ever happening. And so what I wanted to do is look a little bit at the multivariable rov and karov. You know, what happens if you have rov and karov, but then there's another factor that's involved. How does that impact everything? Some of this is explicitly discussed in the Gemara, some of it in Rishonim, some of it in Achronim. So we'll jump into that. I've got just the categories, Karov and... Well, we'll start with the first one. Karov and Bari. These are not necessarily in any particular order, so don't be medayak in any order that these scenarios come up. It's just what seemed to make sense to me, but none is more significant or more of a chiddush or less of a chiddush than any of the other ones. So in source number one, Gedulei Shmuel says the following. So he says, Chutz mechamishim ama, harehu shel motzo. So if again, going back to the Mishnah had been, if you, the bird was found outside of chamishim ama, so then it belongs to the person who finds it. So perish Rashi, v'tosva dazlina bata ruba de'alma. And the reason that it belongs to the finder is because we say this bird is part of the rov. Rov is not belonging to this person's shovach, but is in general, it's hefker, so the guy can go ahead and take it. V'yesh l've'er, im ba'al shovach ha-karov, to'en bari shelihu, al yedei tviyut ayin, o ra'ani pol zemer dadabe mishovacho, im amrinan de'karov u'bari adifa mirov, u'machzir ha'imotze kulo l'ba'al ha-shovach. So the question is, let's say that the ba'al ha-shovach makes a bari claim. He says, I reckon that this is my bird. You have the rov in favor of you. The Baal HaShovach has karov, because I guess he's the closest shovach, but rov would beat karov. But at the same time, he's got a bari claim with him. He's not just saying, maybe it's mine. He's saying, bari li, this is my bird, I saw it fall, I recognize it, it's viewed ayin. He's claiming that it's his. So that's option one. Imam rinan dekarva bari adifa mi rov, machzir hamotze kulo le Baal HaShovach. Oh, al kulpanim shkulim hem karov ubari karov v'az yachloku. Or do we say that at the very least karov and bari is going to be equal to rov, and so you'll have two equal sides to this debate, to both of them bringing equal weight? How do you resolve that? Az yachloku hamotzim baal shovach. The finder has just ends up splitting it with the baal shovach. Because we have an absolute, you know, like a pure suffix. He's got rov on his side, which is strong, but he's got karov and bari on his side. What do we do? Okay, yachloku. V'im neima to karov and bari shkulin karov v'cholkin im ken masidin zekatani shel motz o iri b'leika bari leval shovach. And so he says, and if that's going to be the case, so it must be that that it would be yachloku. But our mission is saying that the motz, the guy who finds the bird, gets to keep it. So he concludes that imken matzni ziktani shel motz o iri b'leika bari lebal shovach. It must be the Baal Shovach not make a bari claim, because had the Baal Shovach made a bari claim, the Baal Shovach would have at least been split. Good. Okay.
I remember when learning in El Mitzio, there is a question: why not saying bari v'sheman? I mean that's a mitzia, that's a lost, and the person that found the mitzia, he's in the Shema case. And person that says, this is mine, why do you need Siman in here? This is very Mul Shema. Why do you need... There's a Pnei Yoshua. I think that's Pnei Yoshua. Maybe if you remember that review, no. That talks about... No, another one. Yeah, that there is a case that there is a rove here, because there is one person that claims bear, but there is the entire world that it still might be his. And that might be someone... There is a rove olam el mul, the person that claims that's his. And that's why in that case, Barry would not be applicable. Because there is Barry instead of Rova Olam.
So
I might totally misunderstood it, but there is a case that there is Barry against Rova Olam, and when there is Barry against Rova Olam, then the Barry is not Barry anymore, in that sense.
And undoes Rova Olam
unvalidates the Barry.
So that's not what he's saying. He's saying Barry with the Karov at least that bolstered. Okay.
Yeah. Extended in that case. You don't know how to fit it with this, but there is a question in Metzia. He says this is mine. Why do you need Simanim in a case of Metzia?
Yeah.
Isn't the default for all cases that you have an undefining feature?
Sorry. Is it the
defining
case?
The feature for all cases of Dovecot is we have no idea which word is which and they're all literally the same. And that's the underlying logical papers of the kingdom. Also, let's say all are, you have literally zero way of printing.
That's why it's true sign. True sign doesn't mean there's a simon. Right. Means that.
I recognize it. This is mine. I know it.
This is mine. I see it.
It's the same thing with the dead body and the new monks.
That's also the point here that the Mishnah is talking about, where there is no Tzviyudayin, right? It is not a Bari. It's
fundamentally correct. Everything that we have been dealing with until now worked with the assumption that this wasn't what was going on.
Correct.
So that's correct. And then, like, I'm just curious, what is it to say? Oh, that's mine. It's like, yeah, but you can't prove it. So I say, oh, it's mine. Jack feels very. I don't know how that appears to not be valid. Because if there was a way to say that, oh, this is my bird, you should be able to give some sentiment or some proof of that thing, like, oh, I know it's mine. Because it's not like identifying, like, oh, a person, like, if you want to identify, like, the case of somebody, identifying a person or thing, generally you have some way of explaining why, not just, it's mine.
Right. I mean, this comes to the question of, like, what exactly is a Bari claim? If I just say something with confidence, that automatically changes something?
Right, that's why I'm...
Right, yeah, I mean that is what we're saying here.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
We assume that people are honest.
Answer,
in the same way, the same way we trust people to make a shavua.
So that
right.
Would be
right.
Then that would be the answer. That's why Bar here works. But otherwise, it's like
right.
It just goes against everything else.
Also, in general, the reason why Bar is better than the Shema is not necessarily because we believe him. Is because if you have now two claims, one says this is mine for sure, one says
I don't know.
For sure.
So you're gonna go with the Bari because
I mean it's not a question of. Of knowing the Metzias. The question is, listen, as Beis Din, we have here two titles, which title should we accept? So I would accept the Bari title.
Right, which is significant because, I mean, in this case, because you would say, look, Rove is such a strong Hochinachar Rove, but still, once you throw Bari into the equation, that's already enough for us to say.
Yeah, but again, I'm not really sure that the Bari and Shema add anything in terms of the Biru, of finding out what is the Metzias. Just us as a basin.
As a hachra.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do. Normally we follow Rove, but he's got a Bari claim, so let's go in that way.
It's an overriding thing.
Yeah.
We got rid of the whole discussion. Forget Rove, forget Karo.
It's Bari Shema, Bari Adif. We're going to go with the Bari.
Right. Karo is applicable seemingly when it's Rove, is that Karo. Now that you have something thrown in, it's not what you're saying.
It's not Karo plus Bari.
It's Bari. Okay, that makes more sense. Just Bari,
I don't think that a person can say Bari and that'll be valid for everything. I mean, if I just come to someone and say Bari has this one, it won't help. And also, maybe, I don't remember now, but let's say if you say Bari against the Rav, I'm not really sure that I will always say Bari is good. Just, there are two ways of basically deciding something. Investigating what could be, you have all kind of ways of investigating, and also you have a way to go with claims, which is not the same thing. Once you go with this,
once you go with that. Okay. Okay, so just continuing in the second paragraph here. Very muchach b'ketubot, dechazaka ubari biyachad mahani lotzi mamon, after berov levad ein motzin mamon. Right? We know that chazaka plus bari together can be motzin mamon, which is stronger than rov on its own. Nimtza divrei debari v'chazaka adifa mirov. That means that Bari plus Chazaka is stronger than Rov. Hari mistaber gam Bari v'karov adif mirov. So if we're going to say that Chazaka and Bari together are stronger than Rov, so presumably also Karov and Bari, Karov and Chazaka will put.
So this is talking about where she says that she.
We should have said it last week.
Right. So she had a Chazkas Besulim.
Aha. So it's Chazaka. It's this moment.
Correct.
Okay.
Remela imtan bal shovach bari b'tziruv karov motzin min hamotzi af derov meseyale kevan de ein lo torat muchsak dehre eno shalo Dadakatani shall motz o myri al korchach beleika bari leval shobach. So again, so he's saying the same point, but he's just bringing this other instance, saying that look, we know that bari plus chazaka, bari, making a bari claim while you also have a chazaka is stronger than rove. And he's saying, look, and karov is going to be, we're going to put karov in the same status as chazaka, which we're going to come to in the next section. So that would mean that bari would also win in this case, bari b'tziruv keruv, karov. Then you would take it from the motze. Otherwise, so that must be what we have to. So I actually, I'm not sure now. That I didn't think to see this before, but now I'm realizing it right now. I'm not sure if here he's actually saying. Earlier he said if you had. Oh no! Never mind. Get what I just said? Yeah, I know. Yeah. So we're going to say bari v'karov is going to be stronger than rov, so it's going to go back to the Baal Shovach. So it must be that the mission that we're talking about, where it goes to the motzi, it must not be that case of the Baal Shovach making a bari claim. Okay. Okay, so next section. So karov plus chazaka.
But yeah. This also shows that he holds that karov and chazaka are the same thing.
I mean, correct. Yeah, this yeah. I semi I don't want to say mangled, but the Gedulei Shmuel in source number 5 is like I split it into two to it's yes, it's part of a larger conversation about karov and chazaka. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So source number 2, the Prima Gadim, in a different conversation about Tchumin and on Shabbos. Separate conversation, but he has this line in the Prima Gadim, Nistapakti rov v'karov v'chazaka, v'chazaka meseya l'karov, im azlinen batar korba, u'ke'et ha'davar tzarich talmud. So he says, I have a suffix now, whether you're in a rov in karov, and there's a chazaka also, but chazaka is in favor of the karov, whether we follow, at this case, whether we would say you still follow the rov, or because it's the karov plus chazaka, then the karov plus chazaka wins, and he's ke'et ha'davar tzarich talmud, he's not sure. So source number 3, the plate. He did not give a case. Can I give a case to that? I mean, could we say... Well, I don't know. I'm thinking of chazaka. Could I say that if he's muchzak, that also gives him a chazaka on it?
It's too much.
Too much,
though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like no chazaka to help.
I went to bed at 1 and got up before 6, so I can't give a case.
Rovakaro, chazaka. You have the bird case. But
let's say we have the bird case. What kind of chazaka can we give to one of them? That
the guy is karov.
What does this look like?
I mean, could we? No, this is what I'm saying. You're saying
it's
too much.
He's
talking about the Nida case.
Yeah. That is a different kind of chazaka. It's more of a rubber is a kamon chazaka, right?
Well, he gives her, she has a chazkat. Yeah, so, well, actually, that's a good point. I don't know. Let's go there. Because I think there, the Gedulei Shmuel is going to bring this up about the Nida case. About she has a chazaka. That's, yeah, she's got a chazkat tara, right? She's got a chazkat tara.
Yeah.
So, and Karov would say that in the Nida case, the blood, Karov would say that's from the Aliyah, so she'd still be Tahora. And she's got a chazkat tara versus the rove of the blood coming from the makor. So that's the case. Yeah, there you go. Thank you for pointing out. That's exactly what that's the case that Gedulei Shmuel brings up.
Very good.
Is that? So thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah. Okay. But we're gonna get there. Okay. So the pleiti in source number 3. V'da d'amrin en rove karov achinach harov. Hainu av hechi de chazaka maseya lekarov. So we're assuming the blood's coming from the makor, even though, which is rov, even though the aliyah is actually closer. Here, he says it here, but Gedulei Shmuel is going to go into that a little more. V'gam tani Rabbi Chia there surfing alav truma v'kadshim v'yesh lehem chazkat tahara shemamina deruba docha chazaka nami derov docha chazaka nami. Because here we're going to say the rov is going to fly, even though the rov, she's got her chazkat tahara and this truma and kadshim also has a chazkat tahara. Nonetheless, the rov that's going against that, the, where the blood is from, rov blood's coming from the makor, that's already enough to force us to burn the Truman Kachin, that forces us to give her the, it undoes her status of Chazkat Tara, Chazkat Heter Omed.
Very good.
V'hadalo tirtu atosvot to Rabbi Chanina, so the second paragraph in three, v'hadalo tirtu atosvot to Rabbi Chanina kamash blanda filu neged chazaka v'kurvet v'kurvet. Let me start that again. Rabbi Chanina Kamash Milan De'afilu Neged Chazaka V'Kurva Azlina Bat Aruba. Dezel Lemuchach Mitesh Chaniyot. Right? The reason this wasn't brought, the Tosafot didn't bring this as an explanation, because you can't...
The earlier
question, why is the point of Rabbi Chanina's statement in the first place? So, but Dezel Lemuchach Mitesh Chaniyot. Hu Mishum De'lo Misamayu B'Direi Rabbi Chanina De'lo Hizkir Chazaka Klal. Vilu Ikar Kavanato Al Chazaka Havalei L'Hazkiro Rov V'Karov V'Chazaka. Right?
Also asked us about the
curve of the Mukach. We saw that. That was the Torah Chaim raised that exact point, saying if he was going to be signing this, he should have said it explicitly.
Yeah, but obviously Tosus doesn't
doesn't agree with it.
So why would he not say this as well? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't understand what he's saying. Is that talking about the case of the woman, right?
I think that's his point. Rabbi Chanina
that is brought as a raya from Chanina. Can I talk about in general, Rav, is that mentioning Chazaka? In the end, you have an example that has Chazaka. I mean, why should he even mention it? Is that even discussing that? It's brought, right? I think so. I mean,
in the Nida case, you're saying, yeah.
He's not saying his Mikkidesh, Rav, Chalalov, in the case of Nida.
Right.
He's just saying it generally. Maybe about a Mishnah, I don't know. So why should the Tosfot say that answer?
Yeah, we ask these kashas from the dead, the Agla Rufa. We ask the kasha of the nipple. Chazak is
Mishak. There's no chazak in there. I don't know why.
You gave in your shir, and maybe that's totally unrelated. You give in your shir the case of the perot.
Of what?
The case of the perot, where we said that chazaka kan nimta kan haya.
I did not.
That was me. That was me. The Ramban. That was the Ramban.
Yeah, that was you.
Yeah.
So what we say in that case, we said what? We said that even though you might go by the
that was Rov Karov Hochina. That was even Rabbi Chanina. Rambam was saying even Rabbi Chanina would agree that in this case you follow Karov because it's bimkomo mamash
against the Rov.
He didn't use the word chazaka. He was saying it's bimkomo. It was right. It's more than just korvet demuchach.
He says that karov is like that because it's a kanim sakanaya concept. That's
what the Ramban says that the kanim sakanaya.
He says that as well.
The Ramban says that there. Okay, yeah, kanim sakanaya. Okay. That's why he says even Rabbi Chanina is going to agree in that case where the barrel of wine was sitting among the vines. I think it was that case, right? Yeah.
But there's no chazaka there. What you're saying. It's only
it doesn't use it. Yeah. The Ramban doesn't bring up chazaka there. It's just that it's. It's not even. It's more than a korban demuchach. It's like bimkomo mamash. What's that?
As Ramban says, matsui.
Yeah. Okay.
He says matsui there.
I think he does.
Okay. I'm not sure. That would be okay.
That'd be a problem.
I don't know if it would be a problem. I haven't thought about it yet. Okay.
I think it would be for myself too.
Okay. Fine. But so that's the Plates explanation here. Mm-hmm. Here I give you the Gemara the Nida Gemara in source number four, but. We've already sort of set it out, but I give it to you in full later on, so I don't know if we need to look at it right now. But that's the Nida case that he's referring to. Okay. Now the Gedulei Shmuel, source number 5, picks up on this thread, continues in this direction. It says, Ray Lahalan and Sadi Gimel Amid Aleph, Ita Sham Bishita Bishem Ra'avad, Dekaru V'Chazaka Shkulim Hem. So we have this idea, Karuv and Chazaka are equal. V'chen Katav V'Shev Shmaitza, I didn't give you the Shev Shmaitza, but he says it's also Midamar Rabbi Chanina Rov Vekarov Ruba Adif, the Lo Amar Digam Chazaka Adif Mikarov Muchach Teshkulim Hem. Since the fact that Rabbi Chanina says Rov Vekarov Ruba is better, doesn't mention Chazak at all, that tells me that Rov and Digam Chazaka Adif Mikarov So it's going to be they're going to be Shakul, Chazaka and Karov. The Chemdat Shlomo, Nota Lamar, De Karov Hava Yoter Dvar HaMivarer MiChazaka. It says actually, Karov is even better than Chazaka. Damra Tor B'chol Safik Oki HaChazaka. Vein Zemitam Biror. Uvenachal Yitzchak Ochiach, De Karov Adif MiChazaka Mikra, De Ira Krova Mivia Egla Arufa. Gam Hecha De Makirin Anu, L'chol Anshei Krova, De Yesh Lahem Chazka Kashrut. Varei HaChazaka Mivarer Lanu, De Ratzeach Einenu Mi'ir HaKrova. Filu Hachi Amrinan, De Karov Adif MiChazka Kashrut, Davi Chazaka Alimta. So even though Chazaka is a very strong thing, Karov is still going to win out against Chazaka.
It's very interesting. I mean, he says that in the case of Egla Rufa, you have two cities. One is a city of murderers, and still it's closer to the city of
Karov is going to win out against that Chazaka. Yeah, well. Mm-hmm. And continuing, v'hineh prima gadim. Bitaz Orchaim, that's the early one we had. Nistapek Rov Vikarov Vechazaka Meseya Lekarov Imazlina Batar Korva Yansham. Verei Lahanal Dekarov Vechazaka Al Kol Panim Shkulim Hem. What we're establishing here that Chazak and Karov are at the very least going to be equal. Vave Kamo Trei Chazakot Uveze Savar Harivash De Trei Chazakot Shkulim Karov. So we're going to say this is essentially two Chazakot, that if Karov is equal to Chazaka, then you have a Karov and Chazaka, that's you have two Chazakas. David Shrei Chazakot Shkulin Karov Veochiach Mila Kaman Besvina Shruba LaAved Notnina Lehem Chomrei Chaim Chomrei Meitim Af Agav Dekaim Lan Ruba VeChazaka Ruba Adif Mishum Dekan Ika Shrei Chazaki Chazkat Chay DeBaal VeChazkat Eishet Ish Utrei Chazakot Shkulin Karov Ayan Sham Meila Gam Karov VeChazaka Shkulin Hem L'Chol Pachot Karov. The case that he's dealing here with the boat case that I realize I didn't give you the Gemara, but you have a boat that sank and you don't know what happened to the sailors. So rove of sailors on a shipwreck die. So that's the rove, they're dead. But on the other hand, there's a chazaka that she's an eshet ish, and a chazaka that he's alive, because living people continue living, and eshet ish maintains that. So even though there's two chazakot...
Wait, you call that two chazakot?
Yeah.
It's the same chazaka.
Well, we're going to get there. But he's calling that two chazakas. We're gonna get there, but he's saying that the chazkat chai debal the chazkat eshet ish trei chazakot.
One is dependent on the other. You can't.
He can't be dead and her be an eshet ish.
Or both of them or none of them.
Right.
He can't be dead and her still be an eshet
ish. Because he's alive.
Okay, so
she's not an eshet ish.
No,
but she has a
chazkat
eshet ish because she was an
eshet ish. It's
a legit.
He's gonna address that. At this point though, he's calling that two chazakas. Trei chazakot shkulim karov. And shami meila gam karov vechazaka shkulim hem v'chol b'chol karov. Then he continues on the top of page 2. Vein lak showed echuchia chabai lahalim mishnah dam shinim tava prosdor sveiko tameh perish Rashi de safek ze tuma vadait mi de katani shechazkato mina makor vav de aliyah karov hu umuchach de rov adif mi karov kid karabi chanina. Ve'alo gam the Rabbi Chanina kashya dehare kan have kamo treichas okay neged harov chezkat tara deisha vekarov de aliyah ushkulim hem karov l'rivash hanal vehech tmeya vaday veshuv hechrech lomar kededachi rava mishum rov umatzoi ve'efshar lomar right okay so yeah I'm looking here I'm like. Also on equal hours as Rabbi Turchiner, and I'm looking at the notes, and I'm just going to read what I wrote on my notes on this, because when I just read those words, they didn't seem to process well what I wrote in my notes. But if this is true, that Karov equals Chazaka, and double Chazaka is as strong as Rov, then why is it so clear that the Truma is definitely Tama? There should be a suffix here, since these are equal. Karov Laliyah and Chezkat Hatara versus Rov. That's what I wrote on the side there. So hopefully either you understood my notes, or you understood what he said inside. Okay. V'efshar lamar, the Rivash, desavar kimharit, shevi, shev shmaitza, Deisha kevan de alulah lirot have a chazaka haasuya lihishtanot lechen chezkat tara deisha lav chazaka have kedita benida. So he's saying it could be that the Rivash holds that since she doesn't actually have a chezkat tara, she doesn't have a chezkat tara because she's gonna always have she's going to become a tameya, so she doesn't have that chazaka. So it's not really versus a chazaka. O neima kidveria or sameach the rivash demar trei chazak ishkulim karov davka betrei chazakot b'shnei gufim. So actually, he's not going to say it's not going to. He's going to say it's not going to support Rabbi Turchiner, but he's going to say the same idea, but say that it's not applicable in the boat case. Kigon shenitpa besvina atu kol nitpa yeshlo isha atu kol nitpa yeshlo isha harav sharliot cheskat chay below cheskat ishish. You could have one without the other. Someone who's not married.
Yeah, but you can't have the other without the
one. Okay, but since they're since
that's what it matters.
Is you could they're independent. V'chen im ma'ase haya b'tviat habaal nolad safek gam al habaal v'gam al ishto u'tzuchin losi shnei mechezkatam chezkat chai ve'eshet ish ash kulim hema karov luchia gav namatzinu demikri shnei chazakop eiravin gabein. And then he gives this other case that I didn't have time to look into, but if anyone's holding an eiravin daf lamed vav right now about this specific case, you're welcome to share it. Otherwise, I didn't look at it inside, so I'm not even going to pretend to understand this. Nega be'echad balayla. Naga be'echad balayla.
Again, chazaka, I think, is not bevarel nisuin. We don't determine reality. We just hold the halacha. So now the question about the halacha of the husband, is he alive or dead? There's a question about the wife, about her. What is her status? Is she should not. So you have a question about him, a question about her. So. Again, it's the same reality. It's depending on the same question. Is his husband alive? However, regarding the question of both of them, what should we answer? We don't have an answer of reality. We have an answer of an anhaga. We have a chazaka supporting each of them.
I mean, look, if the question you were dealing with is not the question of can she marry somebody else, but the question you were dealing with was does she have a claim on the ksuba payment, right? So could you throw in a third chazaka that the ksuba hasn't been paid yet? And then now we have three chazakas? Mm-hmm. Obviously not.
Yeah, but there's no reason to say that there is a chiyuv.
They're all a function of the same fact. Yeah.
But the regard of ksuba is not the same thing, because there's no chesed chiyuv for him to pay.
Do you understand? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm just saying that,
that
every single individual has his own chazaka. If they were coming to us, to the basin, we would have to decide what to do.
If they came separately, that would be correct. But if
and that's what he says. These questions are not necessarily one depending on the other. She has the question, well, she get married? This is the question about this person. Is he alive or dead?
Just like the case of Shanae Shilin, if you have two people, suffering, who went like with different paths, right? One with a Tamei path, one with a Torah path. Individually, you could say, one of them came before, you could say, you are Tahor. The next thing, because you don't say you are Tahor. But they both
they're two independent questions.
They're two independent cases, you can. But if they both come before you saying, hey, we just both walked on different paths and both touched Kachin, is it kosher? The answer is,
well, that's also
no.
That's a chulchot tula, right? That's a biyosi, right? He's like, well, we can't say that with a straight face.
Correct.
But then, he would say it. It's just that they make fun of him, so therefore he won't.
Fine, but functionally, is it to say that, oh, they're separate, it's like, no, is it? If you could do VAR, right? In this case, it's all dependent on one series of events.
What's the logic that Trei Chazakot Shkulim Kirov? Why?
What's the logic of Trei Chazakot Shkulim Kirov? Well, in this case, that we give her... Well, the Rove doesn't win in the boat case.
No, I mean, why did Trei Chazakot...
He's asking for the logic.
What's the logic for it?
Why do we say that Trei Chazakot Shkulim Kirov in the first place? I mean, he's building everything upon this, but...
It's a revash.
It's over the revash, yeah, the revash.
Okay.
Okay, another situation. On source number 6. Karov and Matsui. It says, Gemara and Chulin. I think it actually starts on Tzadi Dalet Amud Bet, onto Tzadi Hamid Aleph, in case anyone's looking it up. Derav havayativ amivra de'ish... To each tatit, chazia lahu garva dahavaka machaver reshe, re-resha, or nafal mine, azal aiti silta. So, okay, he's sitting on the bank of a river at a port, essentially. And there's a guy there who's lifting up fish heads, animal heads. I'm not really exactly sure what it is. One of them falls into the water. Azal aiti silta, shada asik train. So he goes and gets a basket and he puts it in the water and he draws it up and he draws up two heads instead of one. He was hanging out with one head. One fell in. He pulls up two. Amar Rav, so they want to say that it's kosher, because the head he was dealing with was kosher. Amar Rav, Avdi Nami Hachi, Hachi Asrinhu Nihale. So he says, this is, does this happen often? Avdi Nami Hachi Esrinu Nele, he said that it was Aser. You couldn't, there's no way for you to know that this head was actually the kosher head you were dealing with before. It should be not kosher. Amr Le Rav Kahana Rav Asi the Rav, Di Isura Shchichi, Te Tera Lo Shchichi, you're saying what? There's a lot of Isser floating around, there's not a lot of Heter floating around? So the answer is, Parvata Dovde Kochavim Havai. He says, actually, yeah, because this was a place where there were a lot of Oved Kochavim. This was like a port of Ovdei Kochavim. Teda deka marlehu di isur shchichi tvei. You should know that that's the case, because he says that there's a lot of isur here. And so because of that, even though you just had this kosher thing and it fell into the water and you're drawing something up, and you want to say that at least one of them is your one, the Rav is saying, no, you can't say that, because there's a lot of treif floating around over here. So the Ritva in source number 7, Pravatas Goyim Havi, Pirish Rashizal, Namal Shil Goyim. This is a port of non-Jews. Shchiach the Isura Tvei. There's a lot of non-kosher food here. Pirish Da'avagav Derova Ir Tivchei Yisrael. Even if you're going to say that most of the city, Derova Tivchei Yisrael, Kevan Shebimakom Biat Hasfinot, Shchichi Be Tvei Goyim. Yeah, I know. I think it was probably Bet Hey, and yeah. That, and it was expanded incorrectly.
Who thought of it as Sefer?
Most of the goyim, they're coming to me alma demaiti iser. Bididhu tolin. We're gonna put it up. We're gonna be tolin on that. Tfei miruba dibnei ha'ir delosh chichi. But even though you're in a city of Jews with a lot of Jewish slaughterers, we're still going to assume, since it's in this port right here, there are a lot of non-Jews coming in and out with a lot of non-kosher food. We're gonna be tolin on that and say that whatever's happening in the bnei ha'ir, it's not here.
Is that true in reverse as well? You find
because of the rove.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so, I mean...
Well, if it's yeah. Asfinos, that's whatever's
there. The boat shul. Rove v'karv v'china charov. Even if you're going to say that normally we say rove v'karv v'china charov, eino ella k'she harov matsui kan kemo akarov. That's only in a case where the rove is here like the karov is also here. V'chen halacha, afil l'man de late le de rav. And that's the halach, even if you don't hold like Rav. We're not continuing on with that case. But the point is that he's saying, if you're going to say we normally follow the Rov, that's only in a case where there's a legitimate likelihood, where the Rov is Matsui. If you're in this situation, in this port, where the boats coming in are all the non-Jewish ones, the Rov, you might have a beautiful Rov 20 feet over there, but it's not Shayach over here. It's not, the Rov is not Matsui over here, and so, if it's karov, rov v'karov v'chinech harov, only when there's equal, when the rov is just as matsui as the karov. But if the karov is more matsui than the rov, then karov would win. That's what the Ritva is saying.
This is the Ramban.
Why?
That he said with the perot. That he said this is karov and matsui. I just pulled up the source sheet, and that was your shear, but it was brought in the ktsot.
Yeah.
It was brought in the ktsot. He said,
it's my second shear.
Your second one?
I think
he
so.
Said, "Vafilu leRabbi Chanin deRov veKorov alach haRov asur dekiha lav karov belechudu ela bimkomo mamash vechazaka kanin zakan haya vehav lekorov matzui."
Oh, he does. The Roman does call it matzui. You're right.
Yeah.
Wait, so so say it again. So
he said, in that case, vehav lekorov matzui. He said, in that case, the perot dekiha
korov matzui is going to beat rov.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fine. You're right. So he calls it. You're right.
Yeah.
Right. That's karov and matzui.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fine, so that would be a good Ramban here. So here, the Ramban, I mean, this is makes sense that it's Ramban. He has another statement over here in source number 8 in the Ramban here. Hadamar Rav nimtzeit keneged ir sherubah Yisrael muteret, kasal kadatach v'shim tekasav arov ad karov adif mirov. Leike lemechash, dilma goyim sheyesh beotot tzad shel ha'ir, shehu karov mina Yisrael hadarim sham. Shouldn't we still be concerned there might be some non-Jewish houses here that are karov ad here, he says, no. De kevan de ruba Yisrael late lan lahachzi karov ella imken akrova lefanecha. So it's when the if the oh, I'm sorry. I just So I skipped a section. Sorry, hold on. Pause for a second. Go back, going back. Yes. With the Raman that you said, good. Yeah, okay. Now, new question. Safek Karo. Sorry. I ignored the heading. No, you're right, you're right. New heading. Safek Karo. That's Karo and Matsui. Okay, good. Now, new heading. Safek Karo. So, this case. Damar Rav Nimtzei Keneged Ir Shirubah Yisrael Muteret. So, Rav is saying that if it's found, if this barrel is found, right, floating in the water, this barrel is found near the city that's Rubah Yisrael, it's permitted. And the assumption at the time had been because he holds that Rov Karvachin Achara Karov, and since it's closer to the ear Yisrael, so then it's mutter. Leika Lamechash, Dilma Goyim Yesh Batot Sad Shalair, Shehu Karov Mina Yisrael Hadarim Sham. But why aren't we concerned that if we're going to follow Karov, so then follow the Karov, there might be a city, maybe there's a Karov house that's a non Jewish one, so maybe it's from that house. Why are we not concerned about that potential? He says, Dekivan de Ruba Yisrael, since we know that this is an ear that's mostly Yisrael, Leilan Lahachsi Karov Ela Imkena Krova Lefanecha. We're only going to employ Karov if we know there's a Karov. If it's floating in the water, and you want to say, well, maybe there's a non-Jewish house that's Karov to this barrel, so we should say, if we're going to say Alchinachar Karov, it should go there. He says, the Ramban says, you don't say, maybe there's a Karov. If there's a Karov, then you can start employing Karov here. But if we don't know if there's a Karov at all, we know there's a Rov, maybe there's a Karov, maybe there's not a Karov, so the Karov is not a factor. The only time Karov ever comes into the equation is when Ika Karov, like we have a Karov here that we can connect it to. Karov can't be some like theoretical, maybe there's something that's closer. It has to be a definite.
Well, it depends which kind of karov, right? Like last week, we said that kovad ramuchak is a relative,
right?
Karov, and there's a kovad demuchak. I mean, if it's not,
well, but that's going to be lefanecha kovad demuchak. No,
again, I'm trying to understand how there can be a case where the karov is not.
I think the case the Ramban is bringing here right now, it's floating in the water. You know that this is a Rov Yisrael city, so you say,
but there's no other city in the area.
No, but there might be house that might be closest to this barrel might be not Jewish. If you're going to hold Hochinachar Karov, and the reason we say this is kosher is because this city here is Jewish.
Last week, we ask about what is the question we ask? Is Karov and Rov for the house or for the city? We ask for cities or for the house. But how can you say Rov here but Karov house? It's not the same. It's not the same proportions. I mean, are we asking about the houses or are we asking about the cities?
Once we've established the city as a Jewish city, however we establish the Jewish city.
But I don't care if I'm looking in terms of houses, not in terms of
correct. Cities. But yeah, and he's saying the only time you should care about the houses is when you know something about the houses. Meaning, if there's a not, you don't have to be concerned. He's saying, why aren't you concerned if we're going to say Olchinachar Karov? So there are all these Jewish houses over here. So we'll say it's from the Jewish houses, Olchinachar Karov, it's closer to the Jewish houses. Ramban says, why aren't we knocking on every door, checking doors for mezuzahs and seeing, oh, maybe there's a non-Jewish...
It's the same as asking for what we said last week. It's the same for asking for Igla Rufa. Don't ask where there's more people. Ask where there's more murderers. Same question. But we don't ask it. We said we proved it last week. We said we're asking regarding the number of people. We don't care of anything else. I don't care about number of mezuzot. I don't care about numbers of people that, keep kashrut. I care about the number of people. And hearing that, I don't have any other people in the area. I don't have any other city. So I'm looking at that only. Why do I care about any other thing in the question?
Because at this stage, we're assuming the kasavar that Rav's holding Karov Adif Mirov. So we're not thinking about Rov right now. Our concern is about Karov. So then go Karov. So then what's the Karov? Karov could, maybe Karov is the non-Jewish house. The only time we're concerned about Karov is when we know there's a Karov here. But if we don't know if there's a Karov here, if there's a Karov that goes against the Rov, if we know there's a Karov that goes against the Rov, but if we don't know if there's a Karov against the Rov, maybe there is, maybe there isn't. So he's saying, Raman says, we don't have to worry about that. You have the Rov, go with the Rov. Even if you're going to hold that we follow Karov. Is that... I don't know if what I'm saying is clear.
You can carry on, that's fine. Well, okay. I'll come afterwards.
Okay. There's this... Chemdat Shlomo asks a question that's related to... that brings up this Ramban. And the case that he's dealing with is a person essentially... I hope it's clear enough. A person essentially is somewhere on ice. A married person is somewhere on ice, on the water. He falls into the water, and he presumably drowns. They can't recover him. But 100 amah away, you don't have to read the whole case inside the hot paragraph. You don't have to necessarily read it inside. But like he says, 100 amah away, they find the body wash up. Question is that body his body or is it someone else's body? Is the question that they're dealing with. So if you go to the bottom of the bottom right on page 3, va'od yesh letzaded kan le'akel hoil vaza ish shanu danina alav hayad dar etzel havaisel. Okay, samach lemakom shenafal lemay. Okay, v'kevan de he lived. The guy who we're dealing with lived here at this near this body of water. V'kevan de kurba de oraita yesh lamar de matzinu lismoch shevadai zehu. So we can assume that this person that washed up was him. Where are you? Oh, Lemelev Simanim Deraita? Yeah, okay, yeah. What'd I say? Oh, yeah. Okay, Simanim Deraita. Le'inyan Heter Ishit Ish. Mitzia. Hachnami Matina Lemelev Mikorva Tahani Leminyan. Skip to the second column. V'afagav Dekaimalan Rovikarov Halachachar Rov. Vimken. Yesh lomar detzalena beruba da'alma. So this body that washed up, we should say, follows the rov. Mikom makom yesh lomar ha'wil v'yada'inan shezeh v'adai nafal amayim. We know that this guy, one guy, the guy in question, fell into the water. V'lo huchzak lan nefila l'mayim mishar anashim. And we don't have any record of anyone else falling into the water. Im ken lo yada'inan klal im yesh rov neged hakarov o lo. V'zeh ika l'mizel batar korva. And since we don't know where there's a rov here or not, there is a rove. We don't know if the rove fell into the water here. While we know that this guy's karov is fell in. Ukeinze katava Ramban perklo yachbor matzach haviot neged ir shiruba Yisrael de amar rav muteret v'salkadata chata mishum tekorba adif miruba de alma v'iksha Ramban nichush tilma akum dar samuch lenar yoter mi Yisrael v'teretz kevan de rov Yisrael late lan lahachzi korba ela imken hakorba lefanecha. The Ramban says the only time you have to worry about this karov is when we actually have karov lefanecha. But if it's a sub, we don't know. You don't have to worry about the karov. So hachinami yesh lamar ledidan kol kama delo yedainan deika rov ad hakarov or sorry neged hakarov lo chashivle. If we know there's a rov that someone from the rov fell in, then there's a question. But if we don't have that information, then we don't have to worry about that. De'ein lomar.
Yeah.
Kavanat Ramban mishum ruba de amrina ruba amrinan mistifa achar harov. I'm not sure what that word was. Dar samach lenahar. De imken.
Safa echad meharov. No.
Ah, so okay.
And maybe one of the majority. No. Samuch
lenahar mistama. Yeah, mistama echad meharov. Dar samach lenahar. Okay, there you go. So maybe he's karov. De im dani what? I'm glad you're enjoying it. Deim danin al hadarim beir havalei kavua al korcha kevan de al chaviot amrin and kol de parish meruba parish rak be denichush the korva leze lo chashiv av de karov adif mirov lefum salkadat lhatam hachinami yesh lamar ledidan de ruba adif mikol makom kol kama de lo yedainan de ikar ruba neged karov Azlinan batar karov. Because as long as there's no definite rov that's in play here, it's just a speculative one, so then we don't have to worry about it. And so that's what he ultimately concludes in the last line. So since we have the karov as this guy that fell in, so whatever rov there could be that flies against this karov, we don't have to worry about, because the only time that it's really a... It's only when they're equally weighted, when they're equally, I guess, matzui lefanecha. But if one of them is and one of them is not, so then you just go with the one that's matzui lefanecha. Okay. Continuing now to the final chunk here is this rov and matzui. So this is addressed directly in the Gemara, and there's a whatever. We'll if we get to it, the Shev Shmaitza, we can work through the Shev Shmaitza together at the end. But here's the Gemara in source number 10. And I give you the whole Gemara because I'm not sure if everyone has done the Gemara or recently done the Gemara. So I give you the Gemara and the Rashi's on it. Amara Baye, Av Ananami. So after we've given the whole situation, Rova Karvachina Charov, Rova Chanina, his whole thing, So Amar Abaye, Av Ana Nami Tanina, Dam Shinimtza Beprozdor, Sfekot Tameshech Chazkatomina Makor, Va'afal Gav Dika Aliyad Mikrova. So he says that you find the Dam in the Prozdor, Sveko Tameh, because we have a Chazaka that it comes from the Makor, which is the Rove, Av Gav Dika Aliyad Mikrova. So Rashi or Av Ana Nami Tanina Karabi Chanina, Rova Karabi Chanina Harov. He says, look, we also have a statement here that supports, goes with Rabbi Chanina. Then dam shim dam beprozdor Rashi nimtza dam liisha bein kotlei recha mibachutz hakorei bein achitzon. Okay, sveiko tameh. Safik ze tuma vadait. Midikatani shechaz kato min hamakor. So the question here is a suffix of tuma vadai. Midikatani shechaz kato min hamakor. So maybe it comes from the makor. Uma sveika yashkan resha dematznitin v'masachet nida mashal mashlu beisha hacheder v'aprozdor v'aliyah. So the Chazal give essentially three parts to this part of the woman's body: the cheder, prozdor, and aliyah. Dam cheder tameh v'ua makor. Umefarish b'gemara hacheder mibifnim be'ove gufa letzad achoreha v'aprozdor b'machutz. The prozdor is on the outside, b'machutz letzad peneha v'aliyah benuya al gabei shnehem v'dam aliyah tohor v'lo patuach me'aliyah leprozdor v'katani. So the blood from makor is tameh. Blood from aliyah is Tahor, but we're saying, and now the blood is in the prozdor between them. The katani nimtza beprozdor chazkato mina makor. We're going to find there in the prozdor. We're going to say it's from the makor. Zav yatza el chutz hawil verov damim mitzuyim bo. Since most of the blood is coming from the makor, v'lo namar mina aliyah nataf derech halu. We're not going to say that it somehow dripped from the aliyah in. V'alfagav de'aliyah karov the prozdor she'al gabo. Even though technically the prozdor is closer, the aliyah is closer. That's rova karov. Rov the cheder or karov the aliyah hochina chara rov, and so the dam in the prozdor we're going to say is from the rov, not from the karov. It's from the cheder, from the makor. That's what the gemara says. Amar leya rava, rov umatzui ka amar, v'rov umatzui leka lemanta amar. So Rava says that's nice that you say that Abaye, but that doesn't mean anything. This case you just brought, rov umatzui damav rabim yoter mishal aliyah. There's rov umat, it's rov. There's a lot of, and it's matzui rov. Damav rabim yoter mishal aliyah. The blood coming from the core is much, much more. V'oj hen tadirin lazuv misham. And not only are they, there's more blood there, but they're also more frequently there. Mishum lazuv misham. V'dami ha'aliyah ain't tadirin latzeit. But the blood in the aliyah very rarely comes out. B'ha leka man tepalega Rabbi Chanina. No one disagrees with Rabbi Chanina on rov umatzui. So you can't really bring anything from the case of the Nita case, because that's rov umatzui. And according to Rashi, it's rov umatzui because there's a lot of blood in the makor, and most of the blood is coming from the makor, not from the aliyah. And then the Gemara continues, Ditani Rabbi Chia, damen imtza beprozdor, chavina lav albiat mikdash, v'sofina lav et atruma. So now, this is a little bit of a questionable, potentially, girsa thing, but the Gemara continues, Ditani Rabbi Chia, because we have this, because, I'm saying, Ditani Rabbi Chia, Dama nimsa beprozdor, chayvin alav albiat mikdash, v'sofin alav et atruma, chayvin alav Rashi, chayvin alav albiat mikdash, delo amesfakinan la kemevi chulin la'azara, devade damnidehu. There's no suffix. It's definitely the case that it's she's tamea, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to bring chulin la'azara, devade damnidehu. V'sofin alav truma, v'lo arminan suffix hu, v'tolin lo ochlin v'lo sorfin. We assume that this is she's vade tamei. There's no question at all whatsoever about this. The marava shmamina mida Rabbi Chia tlat shmamina rova korva halacha rov shmamina ruba deraita shmamina itel Rabbi Zera de mar Rabbi Zera afal pisha tlatot medina neulot da isha dechi daltot medina neulot damia v'filu hachi kaazlinan bata ruba. So we're gonna say that she's Rava says we learn from here three things: holy chokin achara rov, Ruba deraita, and also like Rabbi Zera, because Rabbi Zera says alpha pita don't mean new load. Even if you only have one robe, not two robes, you still follow the robe there. And he says, look, a woman is also, there's only one robe here. Dilatot mina don't neulot damia v'filohachi ka'azlin bata ruba. So the Gemara asks, just skipping those Rashi's for now. V'ha Rava who kamar rova matzoi lekelamanta amar hatarbe. Rava Meahi. So we're going to say, but what do you mean? Rava was the one who just said that we can't follow. We don't. He was the one who had a whole problem with. He said, look, this is Rova Karov, Rova Matsui. How can you say, Rova Matsui Kamar, Rova Matsui, Lake Lamanta Amar? Everyone agrees. So how is now Rava going around? He's contradicting himself. So Gemara says, no, Hadarbe Rava Meahi. He actually, right, he retracted Rashi, Va Rava Hu De Amar, Le'el, Rova Matsui, Lake Lamanta Amar. velotisai in l'Rabbi Chanina meha. So initially he said he didn't accept it. Now he's thinking, oh, actually it's a good raya from there. And so that's how Rav Akes has a change of heart. So there are two things that I wanted to really look at. And it starts number 11 and 12. I guess we'll do those. So actually I'll skip Tosfot for right now. I'll go to the Rimi Gash and source number 12. So the Rimi Gash says the following. He says, Yesh the Faresh Matsui, Klomar, Hadam Sheba Makor, Eno Balua Bebasar, Kamo Hadam Sheba Aliyah. He says, what does it mean that the blood is Matsui? It means that it's not absorbed into the walls, into the body, like it is in the Aliyah. Ela Parudhu Mimenu Umatsui Liatsia Yoter Min Hadam Sheba Aliyah. That it's like sort of floating around there more, and it's able to come out, whereas the blood in the Aliyah, I guess it's internal. I mean, it's all internal, but it's in the walls of the organ as opposed to floating around and free floating in the makor. So that's the way he understands matsui.
Isn't that also biologically true?
I don't know. Yeah, there's just like a pouch of blood floating?
Sure. I think the way that works, that the blood is...
Don't get started.
Okay, see, sorry, okay.
Rabbi Tendler was my biology instructor my first year at YU. So much time debunking all the biology and trying to explain what the Gemara should have said.
Okay.
Okay, so Vahar Rava Hu Demar Rav Matsu Lake Lamanda Amar, Rashi the Rimigash says Klamar, Kevansha Makor Shel Isha Rov Umatsuihu, since it's Rov and Matsui, Hecha Yalfinan Mina the Rov She'eno Matsui, Dikamar. So since the way the Rimigash is understanding Rava, Klamar, Kevansha Makor Shel Isha Rov, it's the Makor of the Isha is Rov and it's Matsui. Hechi yalfinan mina the rov she'eno matsui. So how can you learn from there about a rov that is not matsui? To kamar bishma mina ita the rabbi zera demar afal pishet shedilatot medina neulot vareha medina rov she'eno matsui who vehechi yalfinan rov she'eno matsui mirov matsui. But the language that he's using here is rov, not rov. It's rov v'matsui, but it's really rov shematsui. He's calling it yalfinan rov she'eno matsui mirov shematsui, and this is. I don't know who wrote the footnotes, but the footnotes in the Kovetz Mepharshim's Rimi Gash, as footnote number 31, he points out the language here. He says, "Mevuar desfirale de matsui eno devar bifnei atzmo." The way that the Rimi Gash is understanding it, rov and matsui, it's not like matsui is this separate thing. V'akol li'inyan harov nemar lechalek bein rov hamatsui lerov she'eno matsui. Is this a rov that's matsui? It's a lot of blood, or is it rov that is not matsui? V'yashlamar da'ari b'rov ha-matsui, sh'rei ha-matsui mishum ha-rov hu. Aval Rashi, sfirle, de-matsui ma'ala b'fnei atzmahi. V'dibur ma'achala kodem perish rimigash, matsui she'adam parud hu, u-matsui li'etzia, v'loka perish Rashi, de-matsui hu al-haziva. So I want to actually... He says this, but I didn't know if I didn't necessarily see that in the language of Rashi.
Rashi sounds like you have like two ways of behul.
Right. You have the rove. It's the rove, and so the number two is that
kind of or chazaka that it's more frequently happening. Here it says no. Here the rove is also a rove which is matsui because this is a separated.
It's always floating around there.
It's a rove which is also detached, whatever it is, and it's a maile the rove. It's not a separate. Thing adding up together, it's not a multivariable. Yeah, it's one thing which is also very very strong.
Yeah, so I'm not entirely sure what the nafkamina. I mean, I guess for Rashi the matsui has to be, or so for the Rimi Gash matsui has to be part of the rove.
Right.
It's got to be. It's not just a rove, but it's a rove that is matsui. I'm trying to think of an example that's a distinction between them.
Between Rashi. The case of the Ramban,
yeah,
right? he calls it matsui, the grapes inside.
Ah, so that's a separate. That's matsui. A separate. This that's not separate. A rove that is matsui. That's rove and it's matsui.
And it's more likely, I think, right?
So the Rimi Gash, the Rimi Gash would not.
It's a matsui which is kalov.
It's like a rove and matsui.
It's a kalov matsui. You see there the matsui there. So what is the?
It's like a rove and matsui.
Yeah, but what is the matsui doing there? Is it a separate?
It is separate.
With the kalov, or yeah. It turns the kalov to be something more. I mean, is it a separate milah? like Rashi, or is it a kalov who is actually a stronger kalov? I'm not really sure. Actually, it could be maybe either way.
I'm not sure. I don't know. We have 4 minutes left, and I don't know. The Shev Shmaitza I spent. We'll do the Tosfot. It's not necessarily. Yeah, let's go back to the. We'll do the Tosfot because it's a Tosfot. You should learn it. We should learn Tosfot, but it's not going to necessarily relate specifically to the Rav Umatsui necessarily. We'll just spend a little bit of time on it. Tosfot, source number 11. So he's bothered by the language of the Gemara that it says "Did Tani Rabbi Chiya." He says, because the Gemara had said, whereas the Gemara had said, right, so Abaye had said, Avana Nami Tanina, we have Rov, we have the case Nida, you see there, Rov Akorvichina Char HaRov, and Rav had said, what are you talking about? That's a Rav Umatsoi, and you can't bring a Rav Umatsoi here, because everyone agrees Rav Umatsoi. And then it says, Did Tani Rabbi Chiya. So Tosfot says, Igar Sinan Tani Ati Shapir. So if you say, Tani Rabbi Chiya, Dominin Sabbat Prozdor, Chavin Alav, Albiat Mikdash, Sofin Alav, then it works out really nicely. Because then you have Rava said statement A, you can't bring from there, and then we have what, let me pause, Tani Rabbi Chiya, and then we have a statement on that, and it looks, Rava is contradicting himself, bottom line is, Rava was Hadar Be Rava Me'ayi. Then it works really nicely. You could understand it like that. Well, Ikar Sinan did Tani, but if it's did Tani, Tema, what does it mean? Heichi maiti mehacha derov umatzoihu. Dim alav mishum derov umatzoi kama Rabbi Chiya. Disorfin al hatruma. El mishum derov vikarov alacharov ka Rabbi Chanina. There's nothing inherent in Rabbi Chiya's words that indicate that it's rov umatzoi going on. Maybe just say it's Rabbi Chanina. It doesn't work. So venirali, defilu garsinan detani ditani. Lo midive ravahu, ella gemarahu. So he says, actually, the way you can understand, if you're going to, I think he would prefer to just not have the Dalid. But if you have the Dalid, you can understand it like this. Lo midive rava. This is actually not rava talking, ditani. This is the gemara talking. Gemarahu demaiti. La, deshapir hava muchach abaye mimatsnita denida, de rova karvacharov. You could really bring proof from the Nida case. Sorry?
No, what did it mean?
What does what mean? Ditani Rabbi Chiya is supporting abaye. I think the point is that it could support Abaye. It even stronger because it's not even a suffik, it's vadai. Maram gives another answer. That I didn't work through yet, but Maram Omer, so we can work through it together in the next 2.5 minutes. Maram Omer, Derava Maiti La Derava Matsuihu. The Maram says, Derava, this was actually Rava bringing this, when Rava said, Rav Umatsui Ka Amar, Rav Umatsui Lake Lamanta Amar, no one disagrees, everyone agrees that that's the case, that you follow Rav in that case with Rav Umatsui. The Maram says that, and the Tani Rabbi Chiya, he was bringing this as support for that. Because if it were not to be matsui, this case of Nida were not matsui, imken, Maik Mashmalan, Rabbi Chanina, Kevan Deshmain and Lamiditani Rabbi Chiya. We know already, this is the same question we had before. What does Rabbi Chanina needed to say anything if we already know that this is Rov Karo?
Yeah.
Right? Forget the Mishnah, we have Teshach HaNuyot, and we have the Nida case also. So it must be that the Nida case is not a typical Rov Karov case, it must be something unique. So fine, and then Lumay Dahadar is the next part. But so he says here. What do you say here? Rabbi Chanina, Kevan Tishma'inan Lami Tani Rabbi Chiya, Aval Matznitin Denida Lo Haya Yechol Lo Chiyach. You couldn't prove from there. Dafilu Im Eino Rovu Matzoi Hutzrach Rabbi Chanina Lashminan De Lo Neim Asveiko Tame Hava Safik Mamash. It's not Sveiko Tame. I don't know what he means by that. Hava Sveiko Mamash. What does he mean by that? Safik Mamash. I think it means it's vadai. It's vadai.
It's a vadai.
I don't know why he calls it suffik mamish.
It's not the suffik mamish.
No, because of the mikdash that we actually do with it. I think it's back to the question: does Rav deem it a suffik or not? I mean, is it still a suffik? Because if it's still a suffik, then I guess how do you bring a korban to the mikdash?
Right. So it's got suffik mamash.
So
what is? So it's vadai. She's vadai tameya. It's not suffik, sfeiko tame. Have a suffik mamash. The suffik is whether... I'm not sure. Either way. There's what to say more on this. And there's this whole long Shev Shmaitza about Rov and Matsui that Rav Yehuda is going to teach all of the... now he's working with Shalom Foyer. Through this Shev Shmaitza.
No longer, unfortunately.
No longer, okay. But hopefully, this is exploring the problem that we had frequently in Chavruta was the fact that all of the cases, Rov Akarov, are so perfect and that never happens. So at least here, we've seen several scenarios where Achronim and the Gemara and Rishonim are sort of trying to figure out if you change the variables a little bit and just shift things around, how that impacts the halacha. And hopefully that at least gives us more of a context and helps us understand Rov Akarov, and what it looks like in the real world, not just in the Beit Midrash, where you can set all the variables. Thank you. Next week, we actually didn't determine next week.
So I did not.